They have lost their way with what life is about. And today there's been many practices over the centuries where wars are fought, not by those in the ranks, but by those who are instigating the wars. They've lost their way, they don't know what to do with life, so they sacrifice life and create blood, and then they dedicate the sacrifice of all those who died in a war and all the blood that's there to bring help down from other entities. And those it would be very dark, vampire-like, blood-drinking, blood those entities would be attracted to violated blood, pain, fear, agony, all of this. These are all signs of mental instability, spiritual instability, something your earth has been dealing with for a long time, and something ideally that in the next number of years you will see an alleviation of and a major healing, and people come to their own mind and say, never, never again war, never. No, we cannot ever do war.
So, Pease, are you saying that the giants are the origin of war on this planet?
Some giants, yes, have brought war. They brought the war games to the planet.
Which
that is
what
spiritual.
We're all needing to heal.
Yes, and remember what the Olympics are. The Olympics were in honor of the Olympian giants, the 12 Olympian gods, who allegedly lived on Mount Olympus. But there's another story that says that in the Caucasus Mountains, which is another hot spot on your planet, fighting over, this is Chechnya, that area, going across the land bridge there, past Turkey into Bosnia-Herzegovina. These were all around the Black Sea, Caspian Sea. These were all power centers for the old giants. And the Olympics, the Greeks would have then looked at the gods, their gods as giants, and in honor of these giant gods who could do anything, so to speak, they formed the Olympic Games. But those games were done in terms of honoring the gods, but the games were also games in terms of watch what my body can do in preparation for war. So the test of war comes to all types of creatures on this planet. It is part of being here. Will you choose to battle and kill each other, or will you choose to live in the library in peace? We will say that you have a history in your solar system of planetary destruction. This also was brought up in the Star Wars movie. The dark star, so to speak, blew up. Yes, it was destroyed in the movie. And that would be a recollection of cellular memory when the missing planet that would be between Mars and Jupiter, and there is a space for it. If you look at how the planets are spaced, there is a harmonic, and that harmonic relates, as we said last evening, to musical scales and musical notes, and there is a missing scale and a missing note. Today you have the asteroid belt there, indicative of a massive, massive planetary destruction. That destruction was long, 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 long ago. It created major problems throughout the solar system, and it seared all types of consciousness so that everyone is a bit wary of going that route again. So there are beings who guard Earth now, and if you come close to anything, anything smacking of this, this is when intervention is allowed. Not so that there it will be prevention of major destruction of the planet. Mars is, let's say, one could say that Mars was burned, seared, cooked because of its proximity, its close proximity, and its karmic link to what was occurring on the planet that was destroyed. Some call it is it Maldek? Maldek, yes. Maldek is that mysterious, mysteriously destroyed planet. Another bit of a segue here on the giants. You've noticed there's been a number of sightings. Once in a while they make the newspaper. Once in a while our vehicle gets them, clips them out and puts them in the P Times. There was one in January in Texas, we believe. The old Bible Belt there. Huge, gigantic flying craft. We'll tell you something. Little beings don't make huge, gigantic flying craft. Big beings make big craft. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.